The Chris Perillo Show coverage of SES New York is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.
Elementary, my dear. How would you finish that sentence? Well, you might finish the sentence with a product named Watson, runs on the Windows desktop, and we're lucky enough to be standing here next to its founder, inventor, Jay. Jay, what's your last name?
Budzik.
How does that go again?
B-U-D-Z-I-K, Budzik.
Just like it, Budzik?
Yeah.
Where the hell, where'd you get that one?
From my parents.
Well, yeah, from your parents, but what's the origin?
It's Polish, it actually means alarm clock.
Of course. Now I'll have
to, I'm usually late.
So now I'm going to just call my alarm clock a Budzik?
That's right.
All right. So I learned something new today. So speaking of learning something new, so tell me about Watson.
So Watson is a product that lives on your PC and understands what you're doing in productivity applications and on the web, and then goes and finds you stuff that's related to what you're doing and then shows them on the screen next to what you're doing.
Okay, so it's like a sidebar of sorts, a smart sidebar.
It's a smart sidebar that understands what you're looking at right now and tries to find you useful content based on what you're doing. So here I've got a contact up for my CEO, and because we're not connected to the internet, it's searching my desktop for places where he's mentioned. And so you can see here's a press release draft that we put up. Here's a bunch of presentations that he put together that are living on my computer. When we're connected online, it'd be searching the web, news and blogs, all about Al to try and find out, you know, is there anything out there that I should know about him before I pick up the phone and call him. This actually saved me from embarrassing myself. I got an email from a friend of mine that I didn't read, and I was about to call him up and say, hey, you know, you never got back to me. And, you know, the email popped up here, and I was able to not yell at them for not getting back to me and instead apologize for not getting back to them.
Okay, so you can run this simultaneously. I mean, obviously, it's running on the sidebar, but you're in Outlook right now. You can run it anytime with any Office application?
Yeah, so today it supports Internet Explorer 6. 7's coming soon. The Office Suite, Word, PowerPoint, and Outlook 2000 through 2003 and 2007 Beta 1. As well as Firefox 1.5 and prior versions.
So this is a search extender.
Yeah, I mean, it's more like a user experience extender for all those applications, right? We don't even think of it as search. We think of it as content delivery, right? The content delivery is really at its infancy right now because you have to go look for content, right? It doesn't come and find you. And we think it should be the other way around, that the content that's, you know, that can help you do what you're trying to do on your computer should already be there with you. And that, you know, oftentimes there's stuff out there that you should know about that you don't know about because you didn't think to go search for it. I mean, in companies, people, you know, recreate work all the time. You know, consumers buy products that have flaws that they didn't know about because they didn't go search for the review, right? They didn't, you know, they didn't go look on the blogs to see if someone had said anything bad about it. So, we think that we can actually make the world better by getting that information to people before they need to go ask for it.
It looks like a pretty simple interface. I mean, you've got top results, web, news, blogs, research, desktop, ads. Is that what that says?
So I'm doing some testing right here. We have two tiers of the product, a free one and a professional one. The free one is ad-supported, so there's a little ad unit at the top that displays network ads, ad network ads, that are based on what you're doing. The professional edition of the product allows you to work without the ads and then configure it to search whatever you want. So we actually have this little programming language that allows developers to connect Watson to whatever search service they want. So it could be their internal Google search appliance, it could be their SharePoint, it could be, you know, their favorite site of the month, right? And if it's searchable, you can search it through Watson and have the content come to you while you're working.
So like an open API then?
Yeah. Yeah.
So who's this target? Who's this product being developed for specifically?
It's for all computer users. We really want to change the way that people get to information online. We think this is a better and different way to do that. And so, you know, early on in the company, we targeted professional users, you know, people in businesses that were doing their PowerPoint decks and their annual reports. And we thought, well, you know, if we hooked it up to their internal systems, maybe we could save them the effort of redoing that work that someone had already done. But we're finding more and more that consumers, after we launched the free product, that consumers love this idea that while they're shopping, it can simultaneously be searching for eBay auctions about the same item. It can be looking in the blogs to see if someone said that bad thing about the product they're about to buy. And so we're really seeing a broad base of, you know, adoption and benefit from the product. So it's exciting for us. I mean, for me as an inventor, right, and a software developer, just getting that out there to users who benefit from it is a tremendous thing.
And you got a free version and a professional version.
Right.
How much is the professional version?
It's $200.
That's not too bad for a professional.
For a professional, right? And the free version has basically all the functionality in it, except for this ability to configure it to connect to your internal sources, which we think businesses can pay for.
That makes complete sense.
Right. I mean, you know, we want the most people to benefit from this as we can. And so, you know, it made sense for us to have an easy way to get it and not have to pay for it.
What are you working on next? Can you tell me?
I can't tell you everything that we're working on, but we're going to be making it easier for users of that professional version to hook Watson up to certain systems that have well-defined APIs. We're going to be making the application smarter about tasks that are better defined so that, you know, I know when you're looking at a contact, you want certain types of information that might not be relevant to you while you're shopping, right? And so we're starting to differentiate between user activities in different applications and what information would benefit the most while they're doing those activities. So while you're shopping, you might want specifically to look for product reviews instead of just web, news, blogs, etc. So I think that kind of gives you an indication of where it would go.
I'll give it a shot.
The Chris Perillo Show coverage of SES New York is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.